Ooh, coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
The members of the Uncontrolled Airspace podcast are participating as private individuals. Their comments do not represent the views of the various organizations they work with. Anything you hear on this podcast that sounds like advice on aircraft operation is obviously very general. You should always consider your own situation, remember your training, and fly the airplane. But you knew that.
With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Good morning, welcome to Oshkosh, and welcome to episode number 93 of Uncontrolled Airspace, the General Aviation Podcast. We're recording this episode on Sunday morning, August 3rd, 2008, and we're coming to you on location from the flight line of EAA AirVenture Oshkosh 2008. We're here as the guests, once again, of EAA Radio, who have welcomed us into their studios, and they are broadcasting this live on their radio frequencies and on the internet. And we are also, once again, back for a second time this week, back in one of our favorite spots on the Earth. We are on the front porch of EAA Radio here out on the flight line. This is the building very closest to the airshow runway. And I'm Jack Hodgson. I'm here this morning with Jeb Burnside and Dave Higdon. And morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm not hearing Jeb out here. Say something, Jeb. We're still not hearing Jeb.
We're not hearing.
There he comes. Now he's coming.
Well, while we're having technical difficulties and hoping that they don't get cured,
I think it's interesting that you were had the that they didn't bring up your mic both times. I think it's a hint we should take.
Maybe they're just saving the best for last.
That's probably what they're doing.
I'm not going to take this abuse much longer.
Speaking
of the beatings will continue till morale improves.
That's right.
Saving the best till last, we are here on the final day of AirVenture 2008, and as usual, things have quieted down a lot since we came to you on Wednesday evening, but there is still a lot of activity going on here on the field. Once again, they are departing aircraft to the south right out in front of us, so there'll be a lot of cool airplane noise in the background as we...
To the east,
that's right. But
yeah, they got 9 active, they got 1-8 active, and... Really wonderful to see. We've got arrivals still coming in here to spend the last day on the show, looking at a Cessna turning final for 1-8 right now, while a Velocity waits to depart and a Cessna 195 waits to depart. And
several more taxi up. There's a Twin Beach down the way. Looks like maybe a Luscombe. Just a beautiful day in paradise.
Yeah, it's been beautiful all week long.
It really
what an
has.
Amazing week of weather we've had this year in Oshkosh.
Every year, we talk on the last day of the show. We talk about how the week went. We talk about the weather. This year, in first year in my recent memory, it has not rained.
We had a little bit of rain one evening.
We had a dust settler.
Just a couple of drops.
Yep.
Right. But except for one day during the week. It never really got over 85. It wasn't really humid. There was always a breeze. And right now, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's just a wonderful day. There's a good stiff breeze to keep things cooled off. And it's being used by all these southbound airplanes.
Yep. It is an airplane junkie's paradise.
It really is.
So there are a bit fewer airplanes here than there were on Wednesday, as usual. Once again, I note that there are more airplanes here on the final morning than I remember over the years.
I was thinking about that on the drive through the North 40 this morning. I mean, the North 40's got some gaps in it. It did. Somehow or another, I managed to oversleep and not hit the field until 7.
Oh, my goodness.
Felt strange. Yes, I know. But the North 40 campground, which is like the first piece of real estate on my morning commute, it had some holes. You could see where people had left. But it was still close to two-thirds full of airplanes.
A lot of airplanes
on the
still
last
out there.
Morning. And weather around the region has not been a big reason to stay here. And play it safe. It's been, passable almost any direction you need to go. So a lot of people hung in till the end. They weren't going to go away until they absolutely had to. I'm sure if a lot of them didn't have to be back at work until Tuesday, that we'd still see them on the field tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I mean, I can almost imagine a situation where people have saved up their pennies and nickels and dimes and dollars to put gas in their airplanes to come here. They want to make it last as long as
they
possibly can.
I think that happens each year, but I also think that there's no real good reason to leave right now. The vendors are still here. The vendors are happy. The weather's great. What better place could you be than at Oshkosh, Wisconsin during AirVenture?
That's right. So how's the week been? You guys had fun?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been kind of hurry up and wait in a lot of ways. But, no, how can you not have fun here not enjoy the people, not enjoy the airplanes?
Yeah. Now, Jeb, your gig was a little different here this week than the last few years. Did that give you a different perspective on the event than you've seen?
I got out to see more of the show.
Yeah.
In past years, for our listeners who aren't familiar, in past years, I've worked for the AirVenture Today daily newspaper.
That's why you look familiar.
That's right. Just as Dave and Jack have this year. But this year I had a little bit different gig, and it allowed me to get out and see the show and bounce around the grounds a little bit more than I've had the opportunity to do so in the past.
Yep.
The dynamic nature, the mix of activities, of aircraft, of people, of nationalities, is always amazing to me, and even more so this week. It just reinforced everything to me that Oshkosh is about.
Yeah.
We got a beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful old, I believe that's a Fury.
I think it is, yeah. Sea Fury.
Sea Fury, that's right, yeah.
That engine sounds just marvelous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just loping. It's loping along. It reminds me of an old V-twin Harley.
Uh-huh.
And it's sitting there saying, why are you holding me back? Why are you holding me back? Why are you holding me back?
We're going to hear it here shortly at full chat.
Oh, we'll even get a little prop blast, that one.
We might.
Hey, when you got blades that big in diameter.
Uh-huh. So what's the week been like for you, Dave?
It's been a lot of run and gun, which is one of the two staff photographers on AirVenture Today. That's the nature of the beast.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not disappointed by that. It means seeing a lot of stuff but not seeing much for very long.
There goes that Sea Fury. David, did you find yourself in any particularly unusual situations taking pictures this week? Where were you? You were all over the place, but I've said before, I'm envious that you get to go in the really cool places, like out on the flight line and so forth.
I got to do a few things out on the flight line when the Cirrus jet was coming in. Shot the new Aerostars, which fly these Yak 52s, three-man team. But then also had some non-airplane stuff, like yesterday morning. The assignment was to do a photo story on the Runway 5K race that they hold here at Oshkosh, at EA AirVenture every year. Hundreds of runners out there at O-Dark 30,
mm-hmm.
getting registered, getting their goodie bags, getting fired up, and then all the way around from the Warbirds area, around the west end of 927
right.
to the Weeks hangar and back again. And some young man, I swear, did it in about 3 minutes and 15 seconds. It seemed like I'd barely repositioned the gator to shoot the finish line when here comes this youngster, 22 years old, not even wearing a watch. He was just done.
That's obscene.
I was going to enter that race because I'm thinking, I can do that easy. But then they said, no, you can't use the scooter. And
damn, I hate when that happens.
I do too.
Yeah, so.
I do too.
But it's been good getting out to being able to be out within shooting range of the tilt rotor was a lot of fun. It's on the agenda again today, although we don't see it on the west ramp.
Yeah, it disappeared from the west ramp. Are you sure it's still on the agenda?
Well, we heard a suggestion.
Oh, there it is. I see it. It's over there.
We heard a suggestion this morning that was really still there. It was just under a Harry Potter invisibility cloak.
Yeah, that's what it was, right. Yeah. No, it's not stealthy. It's
down
just
there.
But it's been like most AirVentures behind the camera here. What makes it difficult to pick out things is that most of what I see, most of what I focused on, winds up showing up through the viewfinder mm-hmm. of a 35mm digital SLR. And then in between, it's looking for other things to shoot and dodging pedestrians.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's been big crowds there at the crowd. I mean, everyone was worried that, many people were worried that, with the economy being what it is and gas prices being what it is, that this might be a weak year at AirVenture, and it hasn't been at all.
It has not been. Now, in the final analysis, they may put out numbers that say that this was down or that was down, but that's that's really non sequitur at the end of the day. The show's been a huge success, unfortunately not a 100% safe success. But when you've got an airplane that is an airport that's turning away airplanes because the grounds are full, that's not a sign of a weak turnout.
No. Right.
When you can't get up and down the flight line without driving out on the taxiway because of the throngs of spectators, that is not a bad thing.
When it's late in the week and you still can't walk through one of the exhibit hangars without a lot of maneuvering, it's all good.
Yeah.
All the vendors I talked to, with maybe one exception, said they had a really good week. Even if traffic was down, and they're not willing to admit that, even if traffic was down a bit, the quality of that traffic is higher than in perhaps previous years. The other thing, and I don't know that anyone actively did this, but I think before the show, expectations kind of got lowered a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm not suggesting that there was any creative effort or any organized effort to lower expectations, but I think everybody in their heart of hearts knew that with the fuel prices the way they are, with the overall economy the way it is, the great potential existed for this to be a down show. And it did not happen. In fact, this might be one of the better ones of the last decade.
Yeah, that's right.
The quality of the vendor, the feedback is they've had maybe fewer customers at times, but they've had more buyers.
Let's talk more about this in a minute, but we got to take a quick break here. We'll be back in a little bit with more. You're listening to a special episode of Uncontrolled Airspace on EAA Radio.